ගරු ගජේන්ද්‍ර කුමාර් පොන්නම්බලම් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 8ක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
Honorable presiding member, there is a very important maxim in legal jurisprudence that says that justice must not only be done, but it must be seen to be done. Now, this maxim I wish to start my speech with, because when the Honorable Leader of the House, Bimal Ratnayake, was speaking, he explained the backdrop to the Easter Sunday attacks, the political motivations behind the Easter Sunday attacks, as quite simply a setup where the Rajapaksas, who had lost the elections, had orchestrated this incident through their agents within the government, using the influence that they have, in order to create a fear psychosis within the country, and to show that there is a huge vacuum when it comes to security, and it's only the Rajapaksas, and in particular someone like Gotabaya Rajapaksa, who can in fact ensure that security. And that was the plan that was orchestrated and culminated in the Easter Sunday attacks. That's correct. I agree. So he inadvertently accepts that the political influence of a government that had been defeated in 2000, 4 years, 4 years after their defeat, was still sufficiently influential within the state structure to create an incident such as this to come back to power. Now, I am asking Honorable Presiding Member whether any reasonable person who genuinely wants justice not only to be done but to be seen to be done, can rely on a state structure that has been so influenced for not just 20 years that the Rajapaksas were in power, that is the 10 years that Mahinda Rajapaksa started in 2006, but they were in very, very high office even for another 10 years before that, since 94. So that means 20 years of power that they could influence within the state structure can be got rid of within 6 or 7 months since you come to power. Is that possible? Who are you fooling? So the reality, Honorable Presiding Member, is that if you think that under these circumstances, when the state itself is the accused party to a particular crime, when segments of the state is so corrupted, is so influenced politically, is so influenced, that is the accusation that you all are making. You all are making, with regards to the Easter Sunday attacks, you all are making the Rajapaksas the accused party. Right? But for 76 years, since 1948, we all know that there has been political influence in this country. The institutions of governance has never been independent. There has always been political influence. The politicians control the state. That is why we are a failed state. That is why we are looked upon as a pariah state. And even the people have begun to realize it, and they wanted a change, because they hit rock bottom with the economic crisis. So this is the reality that we are dealing with. And if this is the reality, Honorable Presiding Member, if this government thinks, that by keeping the same basic state structure, you can find justice, you are in a dreaming world. That state structure will never allow the actual culprits behind this heinous crime to be brought to justice. So justice will not be done, Honorable Presiding Member. Forget about being seen to be done. Justice will not be done. You will ultimately, if at all, catch the small fries, the guinea pigs. Now, Honorable Presiding Member, this I am saying because I agree that an internal investigation to a crime where the state structure is an accused party, where the state is seen as a accomplice, or its complicity is the biggest accusation that is being made cannot investigate itself. It goes against the very nature, the very core principle of natural justice. How can an accused party investigate itself? That is why, Honorable Presiding Member, whilst the motion, the fifth point of the motion talks of an independent prosecutor's office that has international assistance, I disagree with that. My view is a crime such as the Easter Sunday attack, where the state is an accused party, has to be international in character. You don't have power over that state structure. The Justice Minister, because his name in Parliament was registered as doctor, that he had got a PhD, had to go to the CID to make a complaint because he suspected that there was sabotage. That is how deep the political influence has been. We all know this. So under those circumstances, Honorable Presiding Member, mark my words, if you want genuine justice, you will never get it. You will never get it because you don't have the control. You don't have the control of the state in an independent manner. That's the truth. Then look at the circumstances of Chemmani. Look at the position of the Tamils. You as a government supported the war. You as a government was party with the Chandrika government. And the Chandrika government is the accused party to the Chemmani mass graves. The mass graves came out for the first time sometime in 1996 or 7. Then investigations brought out only 15 bodies. Despite the fact that the accused person in the Krishanthi Kumaraswamy case, I know this because my father was the lawyer who looked after the interest of the Kumaraswamy family. Despite the accused in the Krishanthi Kumaraswamy case, in his doc statement saying that there were over 500 to 600 bodies buried in mass graves in the Chemmani area, only 15 were discovered. And currently the Chemmani mass graves that have been discovered now is just a few meters distance from the original site. So the government, the state, that was the accused party then, didn't even bother, despite the fact that there is an accused person who gave details of those sites to look at just about 100 yards away, which is where the present mass graves have been discovered. This is what happens when the state itself is the accused party. Now I ask you, this is not a Tamil, this is not a Sinhala or Muslim thing. The question is whether you want legitimacy to what, to crimes that have happened, legitimacy with regards to investigations to ensure that the victims feel that they have got justice. Honorable Presiding Member, without an international investigation to crimes where the state itself is an accused party that you have no control over, that you even have no control over, even if you are genuine, like in the case of the Easter Sunday attacks, definitely, I can tell you most certainly, you're not genuine with regards to the Chemmani mass graves, because you all are accomplices. You all wanted the war, you all supported the war, your president has said there will be never a prosecution with regards to those war crimes, only merely a truth commission. So if you want to put right this state which is broken, then you must do it in a proper way. You must do it in a proper way that the victims feel certain that at least you have a government that is listening for once and is on their side. Honorable Presiding Member, I just want to say one more thing, since the Honorable Minister is here. One minute. On the 23rd of October in 2024, one Muhammad Suhail Muhammad Rifai, he was arrested, Honorable Presiding Member, and he's still, now it's 9 months, he's still under PTA detention. Now he was arrested. This is Muhammad Suhail Muhammad Rifai, right? He was arrested. He's from Mavanalla. He was a student undergoing courses in the airline cabin crew course in Colombo. He was arrested when he had gone to rent a room where they had asked for an ID and he did not have the ID. Right? He was arrested by the Dehivala police. He was produced in court on the 25th of October, 24. His father produced the ID card. He was released. He was released. He immediately went to Mavanella. And in Mavanella in the night, again, the Dehivala police had gone there and they had again arrested him. This time, they have put charges saying that in the phone, in his phone, that there is some post with regards to supportive of Palestinians against the Israelis. That post, Honorable Presiding Member, is now before court. It's in the B report. And what it is an emoji. It is an emoji of an Israeli flag and a person with a sword pointing at the flag. That's say, pricking the flag. How can that be the reason to be arrested and the PTA being kicked for 9 months, Honorable Minister? 9 months? Is this reasonable?
අපි අවසන් කරමු
ගර්මන්තුමනේ
කාලය අවසానයි
ridiculous it is ridiculous number 1 that is free speech how can this be a PTA offense for God's sake I'm telling you these are the things that makes people ordinary innocent people trying to express their civic rights so distastefully against the state structure and so prejudiced against the state structure because this is how they are treated. For God's sake, Honorable Presiding Member, I totally agree that the ministry should not get involved, should not get involved in cases. But this is absurd. This is your reason for allowing the police to continue to use the PTA is that they will use it properly. On what grounds can you say that this is used properly? For God's sake, intervene and get these people released.
Garu Mantri Dumani, kaale seemitai.
Thank you.